Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk about the skies over Ukraine and competing claims and how this is a little different than similar situations that have occurred in the past that have gotten a lot of attention in the West, and why people are approaching this particular situation with a little bit more caution as far as accepting one side's version of events or the other's. Okay, so if you don't know what happened, a backfire ceased to remain flying. The Ukrainians are saying they shot it down. The Russians are saying it had a, quote, technical malfunction. The NATO reporting name of the bomber is Backfire. If you want to Google it, TU-22M3. So this is a bomber that could be used to carry nukes. That's not what was going on at the time, but it could be used for that. A lot of questions have come in asking, you know, what it's comparable to. The U.S. doesn't have a directly comparable aircraft. Kind of B-52-ish, kind of B-1-ish. Generally, when a piece of equipment in Ukraine is destroyed for the first time and it catches a lot of attention in the West, it's because it's important to NATO. It shows that, you know, Western equipment can do this or whatever. In this case, it's a little different. This isn't important to NATO. This is important to Ukraine, because they haven't been using them in a strategic manner, meaning nuclear. They've been using them to drop those air-launched cruise missiles that have been raining down on Ukrainian cities. So this is a big propaganda win. It's a big morale boost. It's a big symbolic victory for Ukraine. And that's why you have a lot of people being very cautious about just accepting the Ukrainian version of events, because being 100% honest here, if it just ran out of gas and crashed and the Ukrainian information sphere didn't say that it was shot down, they wouldn't be doing their job, because it's that much of a win for them. Militarily, it's not a huge deal. Russia has, I don't know, 66, well, maybe 65 of these things, somewhere in there. So it's not like this is going to alter the flow of the operations. But this is the source of what has been raining down on them. So one of them falling out of the sky, however it happened, it's a symbolic victory. And the hope can remain that they did do it intentionally and that they can replicate it, which it increases morale. It's one of those things that people are being cautious about because it is such a big morale victory for them. And again, they would be derelict in their duty if they didn't say they they shot it down, even if they didn't. So that's what's going on. If they did it, they'll do it again. Russia will probably claim that that's a technical malfunction as well. But if it happens twice, It was them. The Ukrainian military has on numerous occasions replicated something that shouldn't really have been something they were capable of replicating. So I would give it a week or two and see what happens if you want real confirmation, because everybody has a strong motive to be less than accurate with this one. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.